Happy Thursday to you. We got Detective Eric Edson in with us from the Sheboygan Police Department. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Kelly. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Eric visits us usually a couple times a month, keeps us on top of fraud and scams and all sorts of stuff that's out there trying to get your personal information or your money, whatever the situation may be. PDFs this morning you want to focus on. A little bit anyway.
This was kind of prompted by a local case that I'll touch on in a little bit. But okay. It was a component of that case, and it's something that we're seeing a lot more. I just was reading some statistics that between 2019 and 2020, these malicious PDFs increased by 1,200% from about 412,000 to over 5.2 million malicious PDFs that went out. So whenever we talk about this kind of stuff, I always try to keep it fairly simple. You don't want to get too technical, but
right.
You know, we've talked about the importance, and most people know and never click on links in an email. But what if you get an attachment in an email? And what if it looks like it's from someone that you would trust, like a credit card company or a bank or something
sure.
like that? And sometimes when you hover over it, you can see that it's what's called an executable file, which has usually the extension .exe, which means it's going to run a program. Most people know not to click on that, but PDFs seem pretty harmless. You know, they come across, there's some inherent trust with, well, it's just a document. What could it possibly do? But hackers and scammers are able to program these PDFs with something called a JavaScript. And anyone that's been on the internet, you're familiar with what that is. So like if you're filling out a form on the internet and you miss a box or something like that, the page doesn't reload. It just directs you to that box.
Right.
That's a JavaScript running. Or if you go to a website and there's a little box with a video and you can watch the video, but the rest of the content on the website doesn't change while you're watching it, that's JavaScript. So it's just a computer program that's used very extensively over the internet. But criminals are able to exploit that by programming it into PDFs to run either when you open up that PDF or when you click on a button inside that PDF. So this example locally, a person ended up through no fault of her own, got her bank account hacked, and they transferred money out of her bank account to a cryptocurrency account. And within a couple of days, she received an email with a PDF attachment that looked like it was from this cryptocurrency company saying there's a problem with your account, we want to verify some information. And then you click on the PDF, and inside are some links that say click here or continue. And when you click on those, that's what runs the scripts. And every time you click on something like that, it can affect all manner of things on your computer. It can collect data. It can record keystrokes. It can let them have access to your computer, all kinds of issues that come up with that. So the things that people need to look for when you go to either a website or you have a PDF, most people know what a CAPTCHA is. That's where they're trying to verify that you're a person, not a computer, and you got to click on all the bicycles in the picture or all the vehicles or whatever.
Sure.
Those can be embedded with malicious programming. When you click on those pictures, are not really. It's not really a CAPTCHA. It's a PDF that's been programmed with JavaScript. Or if you get, sometimes you'll see like a pop-up will come up and it'll be like a coupon offer, get 50% off, click here. They're much more effective than just a plain text link because people have been taught don't click on links in emails, but what about a button? What about a PDF? Mm. And so they're becoming much more sophisticated in programming those kind of things into the emails.
Wow. So one more thing to be a little concerned about, right? Or at least to be aware of.
Right. But there are some things that you can do. I mean, certainly people receive legitimate emails with PDFs and things like that in them. So we're not saying don't click on anything, but
yeah.
There's a couple things that you can do to try to prevent these malicious scripts from running. Most web browsers and PDF readers have controls on them that you can set that will allow you to disable any JavaScript from running. So sometimes that might affect the way the website loads or the way the PDF loads, but generally it shouldn't, if there's no JavaScript program into it, it shouldn't affect anything. So you can set those settings either on your browser, if the PDF would open up in your browser, or in your PDF reader, you can set it so that it doesn't allow any JavaScript to run. The other thing is make sure that you're using an updated browser or an updated PDF reader, even your operating system that you use in your computer. A lot of these kinds of vulnerabilities are discovered and then they reprogram it to avoid that. So make sure that you're running the most updated versions of any programs you're running or the operating system. That should help out a lot. You can. Some people have antivirus or malware programs on their computers. You can certainly scan an email or a PDF for malicious software, but that's not foolproof. Sometimes they're hidden so well that a virus scanner or a malware scanner won't pick them up. So it's certainly something that can help mitigate it, but isn't necessarily foolproof that you can trust 100%. Oh, it didn't indicate anything, so I'm good.
Yeah.
We've kind of talked about this too. Before you click on, whether it's a hypertext link, like just like a text link or a button or whatever it is, hover your mouse cursor over it, and usually the web address will be displayed kind of, you know, next to there.
Sure.
And that was the case in the one that I was talking about earlier. When you did that, it went to completely different websites that run a PHP program, which I won't get into, but that, again, will allow the hacker to have access to your computer. It didn't go to the cryptocurrency website. It was totally unrelated to that. So that should be a tip-off that if you get an email from Citibank or from some other financial institution or somewhere where you have accounts and you hover over that link and it doesn't have that web address, that don't click on it. That's a phishing kind of scam email.
Okay.
And don't click on it. And then finally, this is what we kind of hammer home is when you're unsure, don't open any unsolicited attachments in emails. Just don't do it. If you get an attachment and it looks like something that might be legitimate, get in contact with the person that sent it and say, hey, did you send this to me? Or call your bank and say, hey, I got an email from you. Did you send me a PDF to look at or something like that? And just verify that information. And then if not, just delete it. Don't open it up.
Good advice. Good advice. We got to watch out for everything now, don't we?
There's so many and the criminals are becoming more sophisticated because as technology changes, there's easier ways for them to do these things. And in the past, it was a lot very labor intensive, and now it's more simple for them to be able to just program things. And they really rely on that social engineering, gaining people's trust. You let your guard down. You think, oh, this is just a run of the mill. Email, or there's no harm in me clicking on this, and the next thing you know, you've run some kind of malicious program on your computer, and they've got your information, and your computer's fried, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all sorts of bad stuff. So, yeah, all it takes is one mistaken click, and you can bring all this on yourself.
It really is.
It's unfortunate.
Yep, and that's the way they get most of their money, is by getting people, they trick people into clicking on things that they would trust. Who would go and rob a bank anymore when you can sit behind a computer anonymously, in a different country or behind a VPN and, trick people into sending you their money?
Right.
It's a lot easier.
And as you pointed out, it's sometimes impossible to catch these people, or very difficult, right?
At the least, it's very difficult because a lot of times they're not even in this country, which makes it extremely difficult for us as a local law enforcement agency. Every once in a while, you read stories about the FBI or Homeland Security will be able to track down a large organized ring, but those are really the exceptions. And even here domestically, we've investigated a lot of cases where we were able to track the money to somebody else in the States, but they're being scammed too. They're kind of like a middle person, and they're being scammed by a scammer, being told by a different story. And so the money's going through their account, and then they send it off to another account, and there's so many layers of insulation and cryptocurrency. So really the best policy is prevention. Educate yourself about the dangers that are out there. Take a few seconds to scrutinize emails, messages, things like that that you get, and don't let yourself become a victim, because once that money leaves your account, it really is almost impossible to get it back.
Good advice. A good visit again from Eric Edson, Detective Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department. Anything you want to add this morning to all this?
Just a reminder, lots of information on our website, sheboyganpolice.com. If you go under the community tab, there's a fraud prevention link there, place to submit questions. If you have things you want us to talk about on the air, we can certainly do that. Or if you have questions about credit freezes, that's another thing that we advocate very strongly, to freeze your credit.
Right.
That's probably one of the best lines of defense against this kind of thing. So lots of information on our website there. Please check it out.
And what is the website, Eric, for
Sheboyganpolice.com.
Very easy. Sheboyganpolice.com. Check it out.